We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast. I'm your host, Jaden Schaefer, and we are, of course, co-hosted with Jamie McCauley. But today we're doing a very special episode because this is, you know, really one of our inaugural interview segment episodes. So we're actually going to be interviewing Jamie about his side hustle, his business. I guess it's his main hustle, really, and that is YouTube. We're going to be talking about how he makes money from YouTube, what his strategy is, talk about his journey, and then really talking about different ways we believe AI is going to revolutionize this whole AI space for you or for anyone else that is looking to start a side hustle in the video or YouTube space. Jamie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for giving me an interview here. I think YouTube, along with podcasting, is one of the great ways to develop a business, to start making money online. And it's just a great industry to be in. So
Jamie, I've been following you for years, obviously. I think since, I don't know, a couple years ago, I was on your actual YouTube channel. And I mean, I've just been following you forever because you guys did furniture flipping and all sorts of side hustles. For those that don't know, Jamie has a YouTube channel called Jamie and Sarah, with over 130,000 subscribers. They have videos that have almost 5 million views on them. These people are like YouTube legends for sure. So make sure you go over to their YouTube channel, check it out, subscribe, and get the latest and greatest in what they're up to. But Jamie, like, what got you guys started on this whole YouTube thing? What made you want to kind of start the channel?
Yeah, that's a great question. So our background is actually wedding photography. We did that for 8 years in a row. And that was wonderful, but I was, you know, wanting a creative outlet, and I had all the video gear already because our cameras that we used to take photos would also do video. And so we were kind of like, let's just start making videos and see what happens. So we started our channel. Actually, we did in 2020, we did 2 house flips, and we kind of documented those, but we didn't really know what we were doing. It seemed almost impossible to make a video over 3 minutes long. And so those videos didn't get a whole lot of viewership. But Sarah had been flipping furniture just kind of on the side. She would buy things at thrift stores, flip them on Facebook Marketplace for pretty awesome profit. And so we made a video about it, and that kind of blew our channel up totally. So that got
was us, that like the very beginning of your YouTube channel really kind of taking off? Was that furniture flipping?
Yeah.
Video?
Yeah. Right. That kind of, that one video got us monetized and then kind of just kind of took us off from there. So that's really how we started to grow, which was awesome. We do struggle a little bit with, staying focused. So we would try, you know, we've always had a love for DIY content, DIY, projects. So that was kind of a big part of our channel as well. But we still struggle with focus, but it's more based around the reselling and things like that. Now, specifically, Amazon return pallets has been our big thing for the past year or two. So
I want to tell you about today's sponsor, which is AIBox. AIBox is my own personal software company I'm currently working on, and we have officially launched a crowdfunding campaign over on Republic. AIBox is essentially a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, so you can chain together any AI models, put in your own custom prompts, and automate your workflows. If you're interested in investing in AIBox, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. We're raising up to $1.2 million, but we're really, really excited where this goes and excited to help you automate your workflows and bring AI to the masses with AIBox.
That's so cool. And also for those that don't know, this is actually how I originally met Jamie. I think my wife watched your wife's YouTube video about furniture flipping and was like, she was like, Jaden, we gotta like try this furniture flipping thing. And as your guys' first video, she's like, look, I like saw it. It looks so cool. And I was like, not sold on the idea at all. I'm like, that sounds like so much work. I don't think it's gonna like work. No one's gonna buy it. And she's like, no, you gotta like get this special kind of like velvet grandma chair and like rip the skirt off the bottom to make it look modern. And then anyway, she's like, I found some like 5 minutes down the road for super cheap. And I'm like, oh, fine. So she's like dragging me to this like yard sale. I go and I'm like, you know, get a good deal on these two matching chairs. We did the thing. I'm like, whatever. If this keeps my wife happy, like I'll do it. I had a job at the time and did it, sold it. And it like made some decent money. And I was like, oh my gosh, like these things sold really fast. We bought them for $15, sold them for over 100 each. And I'll maybe like 150 each or something like that. And I was like, what the heck? Like that was a great side hustle. And so you guys, not only did you inspire the side hustle, we went down like a very similar path and created a YouTube channel all about furniture flipping and side hustles. My main YouTube channel, Jaden Schaefer on YouTube's got like 2,500 subscribers. And that's from doing furniture flipping, like when you guys were getting into it. So major inspiration from your end. One question I have, I want to talk a little bit more about this whole journey and what you guys did and making money from all of this. But one thing I wanted to ask you in light of, you know, the AI Hustle podcast is like, if you were starting from scratch today on a YouTube channel, trying to use AI to help maybe expedite different aspects of your business, what would you do differently? What would your plan of attack be? And how would you use AI to help you?
That's a great question. So I think it would depend on the type of content you're creating or wanting to create. So there's two different categories. Generally, people fall into education or entertainment. And I think education is actually the easier way to get into YouTube because you're providing value to someone else. They can learn from you. And then you can kind of categorize all of your content around that topic. So, and then AI comes in a perfect play with that, because then you can use tools like ChatGPT to optimize your scripts, come out with, you know, maybe you know all the information in your head, but you don't know the logical order to say it in. An app like ChatGPT is going to really help you clarify your message and be more helpful to the people, which is in turn going to make a better video and grow your audience faster. So that's just one of the small ways. There's tons of other thumbnail AI programs where you can optimize your thumbnail for getting clicks and stuff like that. But yeah, we could jump all into that. If you know, we did recently record a YouTube tools podcast using AI. So check that out if you want all the deets on that.
Check out our last episode. Jamie breaks down a ton of different AI tools that he recommends for YouTube and whatnot. So super
valuable. Like I said, we did some like YouTube or some DIY content on our channel, and there's a video that we made. It's just called How to Paint Paneling the Right Way. And we go through how you to correctly paint wood paneling without a bleeding through. Just a little 5 minute video, but that ranks on search. If you search that on YouTube, and we constantly get traffic from it. And that's kind of like the bread and butter passive income type videos you want are those evergreen, helpful videos. Yep.
That is fascinating. Is that a new video that you've just done, or did you do that a long time ago?
No, that was like almost 2 years ago now. Yep. So,
and it just keeps getting views
constant because it ranks for that term. Yep. So, so those are the kind of ones that I really get excited about, is this constant passive income ones. The one, because you know, on the entertainment side, your goal is to maybe make a more creative video that's gonna blow up, but then it's probably gonna die off, and then you gotta come up with another one, and that's kind of a grind. But the evergreen ones are my favorite.
That is so fascinating. And I think it makes a lot of sense. Like if you have an evergreen piece of content teaching someone something, they're going to come back, or people are going to come there like all the time. Like for example, every time something breaks on any car I have, I'm like, how to fix sliding door on Honda Odyssey 2005. And some guy's got a video with like 5 million views. That's just going to get views forever because that piece always breaks on the car. And it's a great business. Tell me about, so you guys start this YouTube channel. Sarah makes this video that kind of takes off in the furniture flipping space. What kind of catapulted, like your channel has over 130,000 subscribers today. Like what was the big catapult on your channel that really took it to the next level?
Did
it kind of flatline for a while? What did your growth look like? Was it linear? Were you always like constantly growing, or do you guys have ebbs and flows?
That's a great question. Yeah, it definitely ebbs and flows. And that's kind of one thing you have to be prepared for if you're starting a YouTube channel, is that you're going to have really discouraging times that you got to just push through. And we were still kind of experimenting with the type of content we wanted, what we wanted to be known for. And we kind of at some point had to give up the DIY dreams, if that makes sense, to focus our channel more, because we find that the more focused we are on one topic at a time, the faster the channel will grow. So we did transition out. The furniture flipping was big for a long time. Mm-hmm. And we decided we didn't want to just do that. So we started doing the Amazon return pallets, which was an up and coming, kind of a new exciting thing as well. And that kind of fell under the same category of reselling. So it was an easy transition. But if you were to go from, you know, flipping furniture to baking or something, you know, that's going to be almost too big of a jump where you'd want to have a separate channel. But I think in the beginning, it is important to experiment with what works, because it may not be what you expect.
Okay. And in that vein of thinking, as far as experimentation goes, something I would love to ask you about, and maybe you have to think back to the very beginning of your channel, like how many side hustles have you done on your channel? I'm wondering, just off the top of your head, the ones you can remember, can you list out the different side hustles that your channel has either facilitated, participated in, or done?
Oh man, that's hard to even know. 'Cause I mean, I don't know if you would consider, you know, selling an ebook or something, but that would be something we've done within our YouTube channel. We have the audience. And so we made an ebook, around reselling. And then over the course of a year that made us, you know, an extra $4,000. And so that, I guess you would you consider that a side hustle?
Yeah. Okay. So we got ebook. We got, of course, you mentioned furniture flipping and Amazon pallets.
Yep. We just recently released a crash course about the Amazon Influencer Program, which kind of pairs with the pallets well. And I know you know all about that, but that would be a course. Sales would be another one. But then within the channel, we've probably tried, you know, 10 different side hustles. We interviewed you a couple years ago about your Spotify streaming side hustle. So,
and I've also heard you talk on your channel about, like you guys have talked about your photography business and stuff. So I have to think, you know, some people that are in that area might go and hit you up for like wedding photography or things like that. And then haven't you done like, maybe you didn't talk about this on your channel. So didn't you have like a roofing or some sort of like construction thing, or was that before?
That wasn't, real estate was, that's kind of why we started our channel. We flipped houses and stuff. Yeah. Flipping. That was really, that real estate's changed our life the most, out of all the side hustles we've done, but that was kind of the one that I think had the lowest reach for us because it seemed maybe too daunting for people, where we came up with the more relatable, easy ones. And that kind of is what blew up our channel. But what's cool about YouTube is that, you know, you're building an audience, and then once you get to a certain size, there's a lot of different ways. If you can provide something valuable for people that they, that you can make money within YouTube. So it's not just AdSense you're relying on or the ads that run on your channel. There's just so many different ways within YouTube to make money. So
I think, I think what you bring up there is really important for people to hear. And that is that relying on YouTube's AdSense can definitely be a roller coaster and very tricky. And it's important when you build that audience to think of all the different ways to monetize and to create like products around that. On that kind of like line of thinking, what I wanted to ask you about is, tell us about, you know, of course there's a roller coaster of AdSense. Tell us about, give us an idea, maybe in the last year, what your best month has been and what your worst month has been from Amazon, just the AdSense. Now, I know you have like the side hustles and you have real estate and you got like a million things, but just from the AdSense, if you know what's your best month.
You can maybe look that up. I can look that up really quick. I'm pretty sure it's been a roller coaster, and AdSense has been not super high recently, but I think a year ago we had a month that just AdSense was like $12,000. So,
okay.
And that was pretty exciting. But with sponsorships and stuff, for that month, we were over $20,000, which felt amazing.
Oh my God.
So that was like our first big month that was like super exciting. So
that's amazing. And when you get a month like that, like say 12,000 from AdSense, is that primarily driven by like one big video that goes viral?
Usually. Yep. So, and then if you have, you know, a library of videos that are in a similar topic as the one that goes viral, then people are going to keep watching. And so then kind of in a way your whole channel, blows up, if that makes sense. So, I think it was 13 months ago. Yeah. That we had a $20,000 month. So that was exciting, but haven't hit that since then. So
yeah, we're coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's the part about YouTube is you have to just be okay with the ups and downs and just keep going. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And something else I would love to ask you about, because I'm sure a lot of people are wondering or maybe asking themselves, is how do you find the time, specifically like you and your wife do this YouTube channel together? How do you find the time to like consistently create content with the two of you? You guys have kids, you have a family, you have a life, you have businesses, you have real estate, you have all this stuff going on in your life.
Yeah.
How do you find the time to prioritize and work on this channel?
That's a great question. Well, so what we've kind of done over the past year and a half or so is every Friday we have a babysitter come so we can make YouTube content. So we have her for 6 hours and we can usually make at least one, sometimes one and a half YouTube videos during that time. But you really have to, you know, set aside time for it. I edit a lot at night. But I think, you know, because my wife and I are both tied to the YouTube channel, it makes it a little more difficult. If you're starting one on your own, I definitely think you can do it in your spare time and not have it affect your life too much, but it does take a lot of dedication, especially in the beginning when you're not getting anything back for it.
Yeah, 100%. I definitely see that. You guys have been amazing. Something I'd love to ask you, what is one piece of advice that you would give to someone wanting to start out on a YouTube channel today in 2023, October 2023? What's a piece of advice you'd give them today?
I would say that you should try to find a topic that you're passionate about, that you can make a lot of pieces of content around. So rather than trying to come out with, you know, one, you know, 8-minute video each week that you release, I would find a way to, you know, kind of like what we're doing now, we have a long form content that can be broken down into, you know, 10 plus smaller pieces of content. I think it's kind of a volume game at this point because there's becoming more and more out there. I would also specialize in something very specifically. So for example, our YouTube channel, the more we focus on specifically flipping Amazon return pallets, the more views we get. And then the more views we get, the higher the sponsors want to pay us. And so it's kind of, it's a hard pill to swallow for us because we have a lot of interest, but if you're building a channel, you really do want to have a really kind of a niche focus, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yep. That makes a ton of sense. Yep. Okay, Jamie, as we're wrapping this up, I have one more question for you, and that is specifically related to AI in this space. If you could make one prediction or predictions about where AI and the video creator economy is going in the future, the AI and YouTube channels is going in the future, let's say the next 5 years, what do you think the landscape looks like? What shifts have happened? What's evolving? What's your prediction on AI in video in the next, you know, 3 years?
That's a great question. Well, I'm trying to think of who said, I think maybe it was Sean Cano from Think Media, but he had said, you should think of yourself and your business as a media company, not just a YouTube creator, because to stay relevant and to grow, you're going to have to be doing a lot more besides just making, like I said, one, 8-minute video a week. You're going to have to be putting out high volumes of content on multiple different platforms. So you need to think of yourself in a media company with how you distribute your content. And I think that's kind of the way it's going, I guess, is what I'm saying. I think there'll be because now with AI, you can take your, you know, 20-minute video and turn it into, you know, 7 different clips. It's going to turn it into just a higher volume space, I think. So, and I think as far as like the influencing type culture, I think that is gonna go away a little bit, because I think AI in the next 5 years will become better at converting sales than 80% of influencers. That's what I would say.
Man, that's a bold prediction. That's crazy, man.
Because I think the top 20% still do it better and are more creative. But for the people who are just like, you know, look at my new iPhone 14. It's so great. Has a lot of cool features. The camera's awesome. I think an AI avatar would be able to do that in a more engaging way. Personally,
oh my gosh, that is a bold claim. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for coming or talking on the podcast all about what you're building and telling us about you. Really appreciate all your insights, telling us about really what is your main side hustle that became your main hustle. So absolutely inspiring. So many interesting AI use cases in there that you mentioned. As you also mentioned, make sure to the listener, go check out our episode all about different AI tools. We cover a ton in there. But yeah, thank you so much for coming on. To the listener, thank you for tuning in to the AI Chat podcast or the AI Hustle podcast and listening to Jamie's incredible interview. Make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts and have a fantastic rest of your day.
See you next time.